Hey, Mr. Sullivan, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Did Heather tell you I'd be coming by?
Okay.
That's fine. I'm going to be out here on Foxview again and on Crofton. We're going to be out here this week just doing flush outs again. Are you guys going to be around this week? She told me to come talk to you about it.
Flush outs mean what? What's a flush out?
Hey, you haven't been seeing us. That's fine.
No.
I'm with Point. We're a family company. We usually come out through here. Since these homes are still pretty new, about 8 years, are you guys original? Okay, perfect. No one's having any huge issues. They just had me come out preventatively to treat behind the wall. I think you know bugs
in this
area. What they'll do is, at this time, they're just nesting, and they're trying to find those places. I just come out, treat behind the wall, flush out any nests coming out before it reaches season. After I do that, I just treat around the foundation, and then... Are these guys playing more out here in the front or more in the backyard?
More in the back.
More in the back, okay. A couple people, they're just seeing a couple deer, a couple rabbits, nothing major. They just don't want anything to come off. So I do treat that as well. And that goes out front yard and backyard.
Okay.
So would you guys be more preventative as well? Like you're not having any issues?
No. We get some... Occasionally, you know, there'll be a spider or something in the house. But,
right.
You know.
Just like in the basement area, usually.
Yeah, we're getting silverfish in the basement.
These are 1,000 lakers.
Yeah, 1,000 lakers.
But some of the silverfish, a couple people have.
Yeah.
Those are annoying. Where do you see those ones? That just in the bathroom?
Basement.
Really? That too?
Yeah.
Is it unfinished?
No, it's finished.
Really? That's interesting. Can I take a look? Where are you seeing them at? Take off my shoes?
No.
This is about London. London?
Yeah.
Nice. Is that where you were born? Born in London?
No.
We were in Yee.
Oh, very cool.
Daddy, why are we going to the basement?
You don't got shoes. Or something.
Not my playroom, right?
Heavens, no. Suggest these ones right here?
I think so. Well, it's that or the 1,000 legger? That or this one?
Okay. You just see them occasionally just crawling through?
Yeah. Didn't we? I don't see them walking, but
right.
I just don't want them to start coming off.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. What are you doing?
It's just in the corners you're seeing him?
Yeah, I mean, occasionally you'll see him trying to make his way across.
Mm.
Politician. We would just want to make sure that nothing is nesting. Because, like you said, no one can come
right
that
There's
way.
There's a lot of spiders in here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There's not a lot of
spiders. Well, now that you vacuumed it.
Because what I usually do behind the wall, I can just show you, is a lot of companies, they'll treat like baseboards.
Mm-hmm.
I can do that. I just don't like doing that all over the whole house. I don't want to put the product near kids and pets. And I also don't like doing it too much because then it starts staining the carpet.
Right.
But if you're having like a lot of activity coming out, then...
Not really. We usually get it treated once or twice a year. So
yeah.
Just preventative.
Right, exactly.
Another guy, but he just never... We have to call him all the time. We're
That's
like,
annoying.
Are you coming? You know?
Yeah, we just do like a little schedule. And that way, if you do have a problem, you can call us out, but we'll be coming. Because you're busy. I just treat right behind here. There's a little hole where the pipe goes into. I just treat right back there. Unless you're having a huge issue, then I don't do any open air spraying. So it's nice.
Yep.
Perfect.
Okay.
That means that you guys would qualify then for the preventative rate as opposed to the full price.
What is the, what are the leaf and ghost
services?
Okay. Come on, let's go.
This is the man cave. Well, that's what it says over there, so
it used to be.
Oh, man.
Right. Places that he's seen, some silverfish, some centipedes.
Oh, yeah, some different things.
Yeah.
Okay. So for a while, we had a little bit of those jumping spiders, too, like those little black kind of jumping ones.
Just here on the main floor or more downstairs?
Well, upstairs and down.
They got up.
Yes, they got up. And
really?
They were here. Like, yeah, those little black jumping ones. You know?
Yeah.
We could see them upstairs, right? We saw them.
I didn't see them upstairs. One, we have any upstairs? Jump.
There's little black jumpy spiders.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd see them kind of, maybe they would start here, like, get on the wall or something.
Oh, goodness.
I remember we saw that spider on the ceiling that time.
Oh, in the kitchen, yes.
And remember that big spider that looked like a bull spider on the top of the ceiling?
Yeah.
In my room?
Anyway, come around.
So the way that we come out is we just come out with the seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And so like the first time I come out, I'm definitely gonna get rid of any actives. But the reason why I come out again is to make sure that this egg cycle is thrown off. And so I come out back to back this month and next month to break this egg cycle. I don't want them to be getting killed and then their babies having more babies, because then that's counterproductive. So I come out this month, next month, and then after that, it's only quarterly. So I don't have to come out every single month. Sometimes
okay.
I do that, but
yeah.
That's too much. So that's 5 times in total, 2 times back to back, then every 3 months. That takes care of the ants, the spiders, mice and rats, silverfish, centipedes, those kinds of things. That's the standard.
Mm-hmm.
That's the standard.
Right.
Your guys' house size, from what I've heard from the neighbors, are usually between 2,000 and 3,000. So usually, if I was just going to come out for you guys, it would be 200 for an inside and the outside. Outside is the foundation, the windows and door frames. And then follow-up treatments are 120 each time I come out. And like I said, that's just the standard. Usually, if you're seeing the carpenter ants or the ticks, the wasps, these all have add-on charges because
right.
They're a little bit tougher. The nice thing is that I'm actually going to be here on Fox View this week taking care of Giselle Russ. Since I'm already going to be here, I'm going to save on gas by already being here. So what I can do for you guys, if you're preventative and you're not having a whole bunch of issues, you just want to keep things back.
Yeah.
Instead of making you pay that full price, I can actually drop you down just to the lowest house size. So basically be $100, $109, when we come out. That would include, however, since I'm family company, I'm trying to get my name out there. That would include the ticks as well. That would include the silverfish, the jumping spiders, things that you're seeing. I would also include in the $109, those add-ons, the wasps, bees.
This
must be.
This must, Mama.
And then if you do see anything in the basement,
you
just call me out, and I'll do that for free.
Okay.
So just $109 each time I come out for your services.
So $109 5 times.
Right. Exactly. As opposed to 200 and 120 each time. I'll just take it down to a preventative. So that would just be the $109. Would you want to do the tick treatment in the front yard and in the backyard?
Is there anything less than that for 5? I mean, to not do so many visits, like we typically have a visit. When do we have a visit? Once a year. Spring and fall. It's like $65 each time.
Right.
So I really don't want to pay $500, go up to something as little as $120, you know, but is there any other options?
Anything else that I do, like I was telling him, if I come out, let's say, every 6 months or so, I'm only getting the adults. And these guys will go through the life cycle within a matter of months. And so my pox are very good. I mean, they last about 3 months.
Mm-hmm. This is not
and so,
new.
To give you the best mm-hmm. results, I just have to come out when those products subside.
My
that's every 3 months. That gives you the best chance of getting out those egg cycles, especially if you're already starting to see silverfish and centipedes. Those are more advanced than the ants. A couple ants, I mean, that's fine, but if you're already seeing silverfish, jumping spiders, those are more advanced bugs.
We see that usually like the spring. And
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's why people have us do the flush outs now.
Yeah.
To get rid of the cycle, so they don't have to deal with it. Like I said, I would be including the yard, and also we'd be doing the windows and the eaves. Those eaves, I've been seeing a lot of wasps. Although they're not manifesting their nests, we've been seeing them go in and out of the soffits.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure they're not building behind those soffits and getting into the house. That has happened already.
I don't know, what do you think we need?
Well, it's good. Everything you're saying is accurate. It's just, you know, more than we've been spending because we have a new property. It's not that big of a deal. It's not like a bell.
Right.
But it's up to you, because this, our other does not include, you know, the bees and the mice and, you know,
ticks.
We got chipmunks around there, you know, but hawks. So it would include that.
So it would be 109 for
each visit.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then anything in between is free. If you see something, you have a money back guarantee as well.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to pay for a good service with
it. Yeah, I mean, it gets a good hand chipmunk. It's in the garage. When you go up and, you know, I can't keep them out.
That's kind of annoying.
I got to back them up poop ball.
Okay. No, that's fine.
So, we're actually going to be here tomorrow. I'll be here between 10 o'clock and 1 o'clock before I do the Russes down the street. Would you guys be around? It takes about 10 minutes to do the inside and outside.
Yeah.
And, would 1 o'clock be okay?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. I just collect some quick info like name.
Alright, you do that and I'll get it. So do we just give you a first payment after you come?
Right.
Tomorrow
we
or
just,
today? Or
we just use like a MasterCard Visa Discover.
Okay. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Just to reserve the spot. You don't pay me right now. It's just. What's the last name?